I'm joined now with Darren Flynn from the band Mongrel State. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Darren.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks very much. How's it going, Niamh?
I'm not too bad. Well, look, thanks for joining us here in Ross FM. Now, you have a very busy schedule because you're in the Boyle Arts Festival this evening.
Yeah, we're playing tonight at 10 o'clock in Daly Storehouse. Should be a lot of fun. And then, yeah, rocking on. But it's... It seems I'm really excited about it. It seems like it's going to be really lots of fun. There's lots of great bands playing in the
festival.
There
is. There's a great mix this year as well. So lots to check out and see as well there. So I suppose for anyone who don't know Mongrel State, I suppose, could you tell us a little bit more about the band?
Okay. So, well, I'm in Mongrel State and there's three other guys. There's an Italian guy called Claudio Mercante. There's a Spanish guy called Guillermo Gonzalez. There's an Argentinian guy called Sebastian Jezzi. So that's kind of where we got the name from, because we're all from different countries, yeah. So it's a bit of a mongrel.
Yeah.
And also because of our sound. The music we play is a mixture between, let's say, old school rock and roll and Americana, but then we have like other influences in it, like, well, because the guys are all Latin, there's like a Latin influence there as well, and we try and do a modern take on everything as well. So it's a big mix,
yeah.
But it still comes out like guitars and drums and rock and roll, so it's good fun.
Did the band form then, Darren?
Well, okay, so let me see. Claudio and I have been playing together for about, oh my God, I think it's almost 9 years now. When he moved to Dublin, he was looking for a band to play with, and I was in a Rolling Stones cover band at the time.
Nice.
Yeah, and that was lots of fun. And from there, we realized that we had a lot of tastes in common. Mm. So when that band folded, and like the band was basically, Claudio was on guitar, I was on bass, we had a drummer and a guitarist who did Mick and Keith from the Stones.
Yeah.
And he decided he wanted to go back to Spain. So I was like, okay, well, we don't have Mick or Keith, so we don't have a Rolling Stones band. But we really liked the vibe that we had together, so we said, okay, let's do our own stuff. And from then we were doing our own original music. And because like we had a lot of taste in common, we really like lots of old school rockabilly, and we like lots of 60s guitar rock and stuff like that. So we thought, okay, well, listen, we have a common set of tastes here. Let's go with it. But then we discovered actually that there's so much more that we like differently than each other. So and then when Sebastian came along, we were busking, and we met him because he was another busker. And all the buskers in the Dublin community, they all know each other, and it's a tight community.
Yeah.
And then one night, the drummer that we were with let us down, and he just sat in, and it clicked. And we thought, okay, well, Sebastian's the man then.
Mm.
And then we were on tour in Spain, and we met Guillermo. He just got up on stage and started jamming with us as well. And again, it clicked. So we thought, okay, well... Okay, and he was planning to move to Ireland anyway, so it was perfect. He said, when you move to Ireland, you're going to join us. And that was it. That's how we all met.
Wow, it's a great story as well.
Well, yeah, it's quite, I suppose, rock and roll in a way. It seems random, but then you think maybe it's all just destined. Maybe we're supposed to have met. So
yeah, it must be fate. And I suppose, how long then has the band been in existence?
As Mongrel State, since 2015. We had a different... sort of outlook before that in a different name, but then we decided, okay, let's consolidate what we're doing and do it properly. And so since 2015 we've been Mongrel State. We've released an album. We released it in 2016. It's called Mestizo. We'll be playing a good few songs from that tonight. And yeah, that we've toured a lot on that. We were over in Spain last year. We were in the UK earlier this year. We're probably going to be going back again in November, and maybe going to Switzerland as well. So we kept going with the stuff, and we gig around the country a good bit as well. So,
and is there any difference between the crowds like here in Ireland compared to Spain or the UK?
Yeah, I would say that in Ireland we're far more used to great music.
Right.
As in, there's a lot of great music around, which means that everyone here is a lot more expectant.
Okay.
Which is great. And it doesn't mean that they'll accept rubbish on the continent either. Not that.
Mm.
But just generally here, okay, everybody's already seen lots of great music. So you have to really put it up in order to deliver a good show for them to be happy.
Yeah.
So, but that's a good thing. It makes you stay on top of your game.
Yeah. And you mentioned there you're kind of going back to the UK. So have you much plans then for the latter part of this year?
Yeah, the UK and Switzerland, and then probably we've just released a single. We were called Evidence of What. We released it there in July, and We are, no, June, my memory, the 23rd of June. Okay. And we're going to be releasing another one in September, most likely. And then touring, and then probably back to record another little bit and release something again early next year.
Very good. And yeah. You mentioned there you've just released your new single, Evidence of What?
Yes.
Interesting name.
Well, yeah, it's the idea of the song is it's based on the old Greek legend of Cassandra, who was a seer. She could see the future, but her curse was that nobody believed her.
Okay.
So my point with the song is that there's been evidence. The way the world is going right now seems to be, in some ways, quite scary. And there's been an awful lot of evidence to say that we were going to be going that way for quite a long while.
Hmm.
But people have chosen to ignore it.
Okay.
So that's kind of what it's about. It's not very preachy, but that's like, that's the basis of the song.
Yeah. And do you find it's hard to come up with new titles or?
It can be. Sometimes you can go a while where you're going, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
And then stuff comes in a sort of a raft. You get lots of ideas together. I suppose it just depends on your own mental space where you are at that moment.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just not creative and sometimes you are.
Yeah.
But
and do you find there's any pressure as well to be creative all the time?
There can be. Yeah. Well, I suppose within the dynamic of our band, both Claudio and I do write a lot of the writing, but the other guys write a lot as well.
Yeah.
So there's generally like a storeroom of stuff we can go and dig ideas out of.
Yeah.
So if we're stuck, we can generally find something to work with.
But
like the thing is, it can be pressure. The pressure is more like what you put on yourself to say, I want to do something good or I want to do something better than I've done before.
Hmm.
And that can be a lot of pressure, yeah. But it's pressure you put yourself under.
Okay. And are you going to give us a sample now of what they can expect later tonight
in
Boil
Arts
Festival?
I'm going to do a song. This song is called Mountain Whiskey. And it's about... Okay, so about 20 years ago, I used to work with my dad. He used to be a delivery man delivering frozen food and drink up around, well, actually around here, but north of west of Ireland. So, but mostly up around Donegal. And for every Christmas, he used to buy my grandfather, who's now passed on, a bottle of poutine for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
He didn't used to drink it, though. He used to use it as rubbing alcohol for his joints. But yeah, so this song was about the guy that we used to buy it off. And I can't remember exactly where it was, in a shop on a really bad bend on the road to Falcarra.
Okay.
But it's been so long, it's like I can't remember exactly where. But what I do remember about this guy was that he was quite a character. And I remember the first time I met him was I was in the shop with my dad, and my dad asked for the... he said, can I speak to blah, 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 blah. And he said, okay, I'll get him. And then he came in the door behind us, and the door was like, it was Donegal, so it was really windy, and the door slammed open in the wind.
Mm.
And this big, tall, grey-haired guy with big, grey, long hair. And I could only see his silhouette, but it was very impressive. And he was quite a man. So this is about him. It's based on him. Okay, Mountain Whiskey.
A mile of the track run, bring you to a shack upon a hill. Inside there's a nation man, day and night tending to his steel. Told me once long ago, he forgot about half what he knows. Somewhere around the age of 93, oh boy, we just watch him go when he whiskey. He makes a mountain whiskey, sweeter than the nectar of the honeybee. Twice as sweet cause I get it free. Oh, Buckminster, he don't charge me, cause I help him when he logging tree. Backward mistake. Whiskey. to get the best moonshine in the county. Don't distract him when he mashes, he get riled up something nasty. Sometimes he get requests from VIPs and presidents, kings and queens and other heads of state. White dog, he don't care, man, they all got to wait. Sweeter than the nectar of the honeybee, twice as sweet as I get it free. Old Buckminster, he don't charge me, as I help him when it log in tree. They would mistake.
Impressive stuff there, Darren. Jeez, that's just a flavour of what people can expect now this evening at
Thanks,
the Boyne Arts Festival. And that's just one of the band. So I suppose for anyone there who may have forgotten, where can they catch you this evening, Darren?
It's in Daly Storehouse, Boyle Arts Festival. There's tickets on the door, they're €10, but I think you can get them. There's still a couple available on the website as well if you check out Eventbrite. If you go to the Boyle Arts Festival website, you'll find us there.
And as well, if they want to check you out in other places, because we have listeners, I suppose, across Ireland as well, they can listen
Great.
In online. So
okay, so, well, we have our website, mongrelstate.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the usual ones. And it's just always the handle Mongrel State. And find us on Spotify. You can find our new single and our album there. And it's, again, just Spotify. Go search for Mongrel State.
Very good. Well, look, thanks, Darren, for stopping by. I know you're on
me.
The road now to Boyle from here.
Yay! So, gotta go and set up the stuff.
Yeah. So, look, the lads are welcome anytime into Ross FM if you're around. Because I know you mentioned there last year in JJ Harlow's.
Yeah, so I think, well, we don't have any booked for the rest of the year there. But maybe next year.
Never know. You never know. We'll have to keep an eye out anyway.
Absolutely.
So do keep in touch. But look, thanks, Darren, for taking the time to come into studio today.
Me.